It was 9:45 a.m. and I was still in the bathroom, desperately trying to figure out how to pin my graduation cap to my head. In 15 minutes, my class would start processing into the chapel for baccalaureate, the religious ceremony that would kick off Princeton's three-day graduation. With 5 bobby pins clenched between my teeth and ignoring my phone as it vibrated on top of the toilet, I repeatedly dug one of the pins into my scalp, willing it to gain just enough traction to get me through the next hour. When my phone started to ring for the 4th consecutive time, I gave up, shoved the bobby pins into the pocket underneath my shiny black polyester robe, and sprinted toward Nassau Hall. I scanned the faces of the hundreds of people on the quad, peering under caps, looking for my best friend, Catherine. I couldn't believe how many of them I didn't recognize. The line started to move and I panicked. I was dangerously close to being the weird loner sitting between 2 groups of strangers, holding my cap on my head through the whole ceremony. Whatever way I looked at it, that day seemed incredibly significant. Everything in my life up until that point had been preparation. Years devoted to making myself a better worker, a better friend, and a generally more competent member of society. It was the beginning of my adult life. I definitely didn't want to start it alone. When I finally found Catherine at the front of the line, I gave her a big hug. "Hey, Caroline," she said, laughing. "Is everything okay?" "Yeah," I said, still hugging her. "I'm glad I found you." As we started to move forward, I spotted my dad in the crowd, standing on top of a table with his Nikon around his neck, flailing his arms to make me look in his direction. "Smile," Catherine said, squeezing my hand. "Here we go." Denise Aboya stood next to her father as he addressed everybody in the room. Denise's mom, her brothers and little sister, her grandparents, her cousins, her aunts and uncles, and many people she'd always called aunts and uncles. There were more than 40 of them, and they were all there to celebrate her. Some of the women wore floor-length African wrappers, bright yellow, orange, and burgundy patterned fabrics, with matching beaded necklaces and head ties. Most of the people at the party weren't actually related, just part of the same tribe in Bamenda, a city in northwestern Cameroon. Many of them had arrived in the United States more than 20 years ago and settled into American suburbs to raise their children. Their homes were scattered across the East Coast and Midwest, but they found one another. Every once in a while, they came together to talk, sing, and worship, gathered around vats of jollof rice and meat smothered in garlic, ginger, and habanero pepper. This was one of those times.
"We have many different last names," Denise's father said, "but if you look far back in the tree, I'm sure all of us are related. We are one. At the ceremony tomorrow, there will be seats at the front reserved for us," Mr. Aboya continued, speaking slowly and deliberately with a strong Cameroonian accent. "We will be sitting next to the former Vice President of the United States, Al Gore."
"Mm-hmm," said one of Denise's aunts, closing her eyes and lifting her hand to the ceiling. "We are praising, we are praising." The rest of the room murmured in agreement. "Yes, sir."
"Nothing less for us,"
shouted Denise's 14-year-old sister, Sona. Denise appreciated how excited they all were to be here. After baccalaureate, a few of her aunts had scavenged the seating area for any left-behind pamphlets and napkins, stockpiling as many as possible just because they had the Princeton seal. My parents did the same thing. They have a box of Princeton memorabilia at our house. Envelopes, coasters, pins. Every couple of months while I was in college, my dad would ask me to buy him a new pack of Princeton pens. "They just write better than any other pen I've ever had," he'd say. But they were your standard black Bic ballpoints, and I knew better. When I got into Princeton, my parents couldn't understand why I didn't immediately send in my deposit. It was the first time I felt like they might actually force me to do something. My high school English teacher said it was because of the gold ring. "Having a kid who goes to Princeton," he told me, "is like wearing one all the time. A lot of Princeton parents have worn these gold rings for years. They went to Princeton or another Ivy, as did their parents, as did their parents. But for Denise and me, and our families, this was a new thing. My dad never went to college, and my mom went to a 2-year art school.
Denise's parents both attended state universities in Illinois, so Princeton was a big deal. Graduation was a big deal, and this raised the stakes for what came after it.
"We are sitting in this place of honor," Denise's father continued, "because tomorrow Denise will be receiving one of the most prestigious awards at Princeton University."